Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We're going to go to Orthanuthron now, where the Council of State is meeting this afternoon to consider the government's proposed new Defence Amendment Bill. The Council of State is made up of the Taoiseach, Taoiseach, the Attorney General, as well as a number of retired judges and other representatives from across society. And its purpose is to consider pieces of legislation which the President believes may be unconstitutional or may need to be referred to the Supreme Court. This is only the fourth time in a decade that President Higgins has convened the council. In a moment, we'll get the view of Conor King of RACOW, that is the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers in the Defence Forces. But first, we're going to go to David Murphy, who is RTE's political coverage editor. And David, thank you for joining us. Can you give us some more detail on what is proposed in this new Defence Amendment Bill, and in particular these sections that we believe President Michael D. Higgins regards as needing scrutiny?
Well, I think the key thing in this is that in this new legislation, what it says is that any association representing members of the Defence Forces shall not make public statements or comment concerning political matters of government policy. Now, there are already restrictions on members of the Defence Forces from taking part in political activity, but this additional measure is one which is causing some unease in relation to the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, RADCO. Also, the opposition has raised this and says that this legislation simply goes too far and that part of the legislation should be scrapped. There are other parts of the legislation which members of the Defence Forces have welcomed. So essentially what this does is it overhauls the industrial relations structures for members of the Army and the Naval Service, but it also means that groups which represent members of the Defence Forces can now be associate members of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which is a new provision which wasn't there before.
And David, when will we know the outcome of this meeting of the Council of State?
I'd expect we will know the outcome by the end of Wednesday evening is probably the most likely timeline. So what happens today is that, as you mentioned, there are a number of fairly big figures who are up in Orthanuthron this afternoon, among them Leo Varadkar, Simon Harris, Enda Kenny, senior members of the judiciary, Mary Robinson, former presidents Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese. And essentially, they're giving their views to the President, Michael D. Higgins, on whether this legislation is constitutional and whether it should be referred to the Supreme Court. I expect we'll have a statement later today simply saying that the meeting has concluded and that the President is going to reflect on what was said during the meeting. And then sometime over the next 2 days or so, we would expect a statement from Michael D. Higgins saying either he's signed the legislation or he has referred it to the Supreme Court for further consideration.
All right, David Murphy, thank you very much for that. Well, we're joined now by Conor King, who's the General Secretary of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers in the Defence Forces. And Conor, you're welcome. Can you outline for us what your concerns are around this bill?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me on. The Defence Amendment Bill 2024, as it is currently, kind of landed on our desks just towards the end of last year. And for the last 7 months, it's been of a significant concern to our members and all members of the Defence Forces, largely to do with a new provision which seeks to prohibit individuals and also representative associations from making public commentary on matters of government policy. The Defence Forces is an apolitical organisation. It always has been and it always will be, and we fully subscribe to that. And there has always been a ban on making public commentary on political matters. However, this new provision to prohibit members of the Defence Forces and their associations from making public commentary on matters of government policy would seek to almost silence the representative associations and employee voice and make it impossible for us to do our jobs on behalf of our members.
I know that this applies to a member who is, quote, in uniform or otherwise making himself or herself identifiable as a member. Does that give you any comfort at all that perhaps you could, is there a way that you would be able to comment on government policy if you weren't identifiable as a member or not in uniform?
The question is multifaceted in that we have Section 11 and Section 24. So if I just deal with Section 11, which is an individual, it's true to say that, yes, if you are in uniform, then you're obviously readily identifiable as a member of Óg Ní Éireann. However, if you're making yourself otherwise identifiable, that's very vague. If someone at a gathering asked you a question about whether you were or what to do for a job, and you said, I'm a member of the Defence Forces, all of a sudden you're identifying yourself as a member of Óg Ní Éireann. And that could actually cause significant problems for you if this legislation is enacted. And really, this doesn't just go to the likes of political organisations. This goes to the very fundamental rights of citizens. For example, membership of a GA club or a representative or a residence association seeking to lobby local government. And just playing a full part in civil society. That's why we have concerns in relation to the erosion, I suppose.
Okay, so sorry, just to tease that out a little bit. So you're saying if, for example, you are known in the community as a member of Óg Ní Éireann, because often people in a community know what other people do for a living, that you then wouldn't be able to lobby the government as a member of the GAA club on, you know, sports funding, because that would be a matter of government policy, even though it's nothing to do specifically with Óg Ní Éireann or the Defence Forces.
This is the concern. Okay. And while, in fairness to the Tánaiste and to the Department of Defence, they sought to allay concerns through statements in the Oireachtas, when it goes into primary legislation, it is all in the eye of the beholder. And as the Tánaiste said himself, we are just birds of passage and this legislation will last forever. And so if it goes into someone else's hands and they say, well, you can't comment on government policy, and we say, well, this is what it says, this is what it means, it all falls down to interpretation, which can be very difficult and dangerous for us as members of the Defence Forces.
I suppose more specifically, though, for yourself and others working in your role in RACO, would your primary concern be that you wouldn't be able to comment on government policy when it comes to the Defence Forces specifically?
That would make it absolutely impossible for us to do our jobs as mandated under Defence Forces regulation and as allowed for. This is the first time there has ever been a mention in legislation, in primary legislation under the Defence Act, that members of the Defence Forces representative associations, when representing their members, cannot make a comment on government policy. Now, it does say without prejudice to the activities of an association, but the intent is still there when it's put into primary legislation, which obviously supersedes the secondary legislation that references what we can talk about. So if we extrapolate it out and we look at pensions policy or pay policy, and even the likes of the Working Time Directive, which is currently exempt from the Defence Forces, and we've been trying to get it implemented for the last 10 years. This would have made our activities over the last 10 years completely illegal.
All right, well, we'll see how it plays out. David Murphy seems to think we'll get the Council of State's decision by Wednesday evening, so it's a wild run yet. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Conor King of RACO.